A protest that began peacefully ended with multiple fires set, several cars damaged, and numerous windows shattered. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The protest against police brutality in Oakland began Friday night. A subsequent march drew about 300 people, with some setting fires and breaking windows. A car dealership was among the buildings damaged. At least one car was set on fire. Vandals left a pig's head at the one-time California home of a use of force expert who testified on behalf of the officer accused of killing George Floyd. Blood was also smeared on the house in Santa Rosa that once belonged to Barry Broad, a retired police officer who was on the stand in the Minneapolis murder trial of Derek Chauvin last week. California employers added 119,600 new jobs in March. It was the second straight month of growth following a topsy-turvy year of enormous losses and inconsistent gains during the pandemic. New unemployment claims both for traditional employees and independent contractors are at their lowest level since the pandemic began more than a year ago. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. United Airlines will resume nonstop service from Humboldt County to Denver International Airport starting June 3rd. United will provide service with a 70-seat regional jet and will start with one flight per day. Lost Coast Outpost reporting Planning Commissioner Chair Jeff Reagan, who has served on the commission for 12 years, abruptly resigned during a meeting last week, citing huge grave concerns over City Council's approval of three low-income housing developments. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.